Guardian Unlimited.
Peter Stein, you're a veteran of many things, among them the Edinburgh Festival. How does it feel to be back here?
It is always great fun for me to come to Edinburgh. And I'm very grateful that I have the chance to come here. This enormous mix, this mixture who has, a kind of democratic aspect, so that the whole spectrum of society is represented here. Also different nations, because so many tourists are coming. So this you feel in really in a kind of European festival, especially very much located, very much bound to the roots of the place where we are. And this is, I must say, very satisfactory.
But specifically with the International Festival, you've had a very close relationship, haven't you, with Brian McMaster, the outgoing director?
Yes, and plus the possibility, clearly for me, the most important thing that the festival gave me the chance to make productions for the city at the end of his run of 15 years old. And these productions, Seagull, Blackbird, and now Troilus and Cressida, were very special and very joyful experiences that I had together with the English actors. And I hope very much that in one way or in another, I have the chance to continue to work with English actors.
So have you had a chance to see anything else while you've been in Edinburgh? Have you seen anything on the Fringe, for instance?
I must admit, I'm not so much interested in Fringe anymore. I was, but I come from the professional theatre, and I like discipline, I like cleanness, I like perfection, I like these things. And the Fringe is playing with exactly the opposite. And it's very charming and very interesting, but not so much anymore for me. And I have 3 days here without anything to do, and I may go to concerts as much as I can, and also to opera and so forth. Last year, wasn't it the two? Now, this is something that is this is unbelievable. I was appalled, because it's nice if they're going along with this skilled stuff they're making. This is nice. It's nice with all these people there and fireworks. But then they came in with little tanks and little jeeps, and they sort of vibe, now they're coming directly from Iraq, the battalion there, blah, blah, they shoot around and played the Iraq ball. And then they made enormous Union Jacks over the whole thing, and this was for me very difficult to digest, I must say.
So you're putting on Troilus and Cressida at the King's Theatre. How's it all going as the opening night gets close?
This is a very split feeling, mixed feeling. On the one hand, I have very good relationship with the actors, and the actors responded to me very well. They treated me with great generosity and with great, in a certain way, addiction. Not only to me, clearly, but to Shakespeare and to the work that we did together. And but on the other hand, it's clear the festival has not a real serious production staff and production facilities. So therefore, the technical aspects are worrying. After 45 years of theatrical practice, all these technical things are so boring because they're always the same. The experience with the actors is different because they're always different persons, and the play is new, the experiences, you know, the encounter is always fresh. But the technical problems are exactly always the same, and this is a little bit annoying. But hopefully we can fix it. Still some major problems going on technically, but I hope very much that we can fix it up to the premiere.
And you must be excited again about coming back to Shakespeare. I remember you have said before that you felt approaching Shakespeare was like sort of approaching a kind of a large continent, and you felt rather overawed by the experience. Do you feel a little more at home?
It was new for me, because the first time I worked with English actors on it, to analyze the play, the structure of the play, and the details of the play in the original language. And it will be, for me, very, very difficult to come back to make Shakespeare in translations. But translations reduces the whole scale, the profile, and the dynamics of the text enormously, necessarily. The discovery of theatricality in every word and every phrase and every line of the verse in Shakespeare was absolutely surprising, I must say, even if I am a precise reader of the text and I make also translations of that. But this is totally different. If you have only the real chance to analyze Shakespeare really, when you have actors who help you by speaking the text in stage, in space, out of a sudden you discover what really theatrically that means what Shakespeare has written, because he is a very, very skilled theatrical man. And that was for me really a kind of enormous joy and enormous relish, really.
So why did the idea of doing Troilus first appear? Was it something that the festival suggested, or was it a project that you'd always wanted to do?
A very strange story, because clearly I read it when I was a young boy, because we went through all the Shakespeare plays, more or less understanding nothing, but adoring it. And then I saw John Barton's version from the Royal Shakespeare Company in Zurich, and I enjoyed it a lot. I must say I was very much struck by certain elements of this mise-en-scène. A lot of elements of the play I did not even realize or forgot, or I didn't understand because I didn't speak very well English at that time. And there, when I saw this, I said, ooh, I would like to do it once. And I came back several times to that during my Schaubühne time. That was my theater that I founded in 70 and had for 15 years. And I discussed also with Boto Strauss, who is a German playwright, to make an adaptation of that, but it never worked out. And when you get older, and somebody as I am stick very much to my things, and I'm very stubborn and very, very blockheaded. And when I was asked to do a Shakespeare with English actors, I immediately said that, plus because I knew exactly from the beginning that it would be difficult to do this play, because it is a so-called problem play, and without the help of the English actors, it would have been much more difficult for me.
Now, I know that you say that this project has been in your mind a long time, but I guess some people would think that there has actually never been a better time to do a play like Troilus, which is all about a war, the Trojan War, which is going on for a very, very long time. No one has any clear idea why they're there. It all seems very, very futile, purposeless. That's Iraq, isn't it?
Absolutely not. I try, in a certain way, polemically, to avoid that, because this is a very cheap way to make a theatre a kind of obsession of nowadays time, that everything should fit to the last news who come from the BBC. And I think this is very dangerous, because if your news changes what you are doing, then all of a sudden your interpretation is dated. I don't want that, because Shakespeare is not dated. It goes more to the general things, to the basic things. And it is not called the Trojan War. The play is not called Achilles and Hector. The play is called Troilus and Cressida, as it is called Romeo and Juliet. And this is the story of Troilus and Cressida, who is the main thing. The problem is that in the play, most of the scenes are about not the story, love story of them both, but about something different. But it's not about war in the first place. It is about male behavior. Because this is a kind of war where the contenders go together to bed. They go together to in the tent, and they are drinking together. They are fighting from 10 to 1, and then they have lunch, and then they go on fighting. In the evening, they drink together. This is, you know, how you can compare that with Afghanistan. This is absurd. It's no use to say that Ulysses is Blair, because Ulysses is much more intelligent.
And looking beyond Edinburgh, you've always had a reputation of someone who keeps extraordinarily busy, many different projects going on at once. How's your diary for the next few years?
This is a very contradictory, paradox situation, that on the one hand, I get more and more in trouble with working. Certain aspects of the work, I'm really bored with that. For instance, the technical things and so forth, who are necessary. Especially for me, who always tries to, you know, always immediately, when I read a theatrical text, immediately kind of stage comes in my mind of architectural situations. So this is was always my speciality, that my sets were highly complicated, adapted to the necessities of the play, as to understand better. And for me, it's really, really hard to not to have this, and that means technology. And so sometimes I say I should stop, but on the other hand, I do even more than I ever did.
Does that mean that we're likely to see you again in Edinburgh?
Very much like about it. I don't think it's just... I think it's it will not happen, because clearly the new administration must do something new, and I was in a certain way overrepresented here throughout the years. This year also I'm with two shows here, the Mazeppa and with the Troilus. And so I think it is absolutely understandable that the new administration will not call me. And I know that, and therefore I'm especially very sad that it will be my last year here.
Well, we hope it isn't. Peter Stein, thank you very much for talking to us.
Guardian Unlimited.